For the first time all season, the MSU men's basketball team has lost two games in a row. After dropping a decision to first place Indiana last week, the number 4 Spartans fell to number 18 Ohio State in Columbus, 68-60 yesterday. Here to help us examine Spartan hoops and look ahead is Joe Rexroad, who covers Michigan State for the Detroit Free Press. Good talking with you, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm good. Yeah, it's, like you said, first two-game losing streak, and obviously, a week ago, this team was about a minute from being alone in first place in the Big Ten, and that's how fast things can change. Now, basically out of the race, still in it mathematically if Indiana, loses a couple times, but for the most part, Michigan State's playing for NCAA tournament seeding now.
Yeah, Indiana falling out of the top spot seems really unlikely now.
Yeah, Indiana plays at Minnesota tomorrow night, so there's a chance, but the way Minnesota is playing, the way Indiana's playing, you wouldn't think it'd be much of a chance. And of course, Indiana still has to go to Michigan on the last day of the regular season, so slim chance. But of course, Michigan State would have to win out, and there are a lot of things to fix for that to even be possible.
Well, let's look at yesterday's game. First of all, MSU looked pretty solid in the first half, and for the first couple of minutes in the second half. But then Ohio State really turned the tables with a huge run. What happened there?
Yeah, it looked like Michigan State was in very good shape, up 9 early in the second half. Really had done a good job defensively, getting good shots. There was one play, Aaron Kraft missed a layup. He made many layups yesterday, but he missed one. The ball kind of got tapped out to Deshaun Thomas, the Big Ten's leading scorer, who had struggled all day. I think at that point it was 1-for-9, and he hit a three-pointer. And that seemed to be a really big play. But the big problem for Michigan State yesterday was that Aaron Kraft got by Keith Appling a lot and got to the rim a lot. And, there were some team defense things in there. And Tom Izzo took the blame and said, their defense against the ball screens was not good in terms of, in terms of concept or execution for everyone. But, a big thing was that Aaron Kraft just was aggressive and got by his man a lot, and that set up players for shots or got him inside. He had 7 layups yesterday.
Amazing. Now, Keith Appling has been struggling lately at point guard. He's not scoring much and having trouble at the defensive end of the floor. What's going on with Keith Appling?
Well, that's a great question. And certainly he was asked that, and Tom Izzo at one point just said, look, I don't know. Banged up. Keith did acknowledge that, but not anything specific. So I think maybe, more that he's tired, that he's fatigued, and that's understandable. He's played heavy minutes. He's had to lead this team in scoring, run the team, and usually guard the other team's best player. And with Travis Trice out for his backup, out for, 4 games with the concussion-like symptoms, that put even more of a burden on Appling. So all those things add up, but still, it was somewhat stunning to see how he struggled in those 2 games last week when you look at how he's played for the rest of the season. So getting him back, getting his confidence back is, the top priority for Michigan State right now.
How close do you think Travis Trice is to playing at 100%?
Well, I think in terms of health, he's there. They wouldn't have let him, he maybe could have come back a little bit earlier. But, they're going to make sure the head was totally clear, of course.
Sure.
Now, in terms of 100%, getting in game shape, I think that's the big thing with him. When you miss that much time, you lose your conditioning. And he wasn't really able to do a lot of conditioning for a lot of that stretch. So, I'm sure it may take him a couple more weeks to really get to the point where he could play, 20-plus minutes if Michigan State needed him to.
It sounds like the whole team could use this break that's coming up. No games for a full week until playing at Michigan next Sunday.
Yeah, I think so. I think in a way it'll be good for them, like you said, to get the rest. I think on the other hand, when you lose 2 games in a row, you want to get back out there as soon as possible and, turn things around. But, they'll have a lot of time to prepare, rest, and then obviously a huge game Sunday at Michigan.
One other thing we want to touch on with you is the NFL Combine was held over the weekend, and a few of the MSU players, or former now players at Michigan State, were there. What are you hearing about how the Spartans did at the Combine?
Yeah, and actually still going on. Will Golston just ran this morning, the 40, and according to reports out of Indianapolis, he ran a 4.93, which really isn't a great time for him. the Le'Veon Bell, I think, helped himself. He ran a 4.6. You know, the 40 times, 40-yard dash, you know, it may be overblown a little bit, but you know, obviously they're important, and teams care about that. So Le'Veon Bell running a 4.6 is pretty good for him to go with, you know, his size and his shiftiness. So I think he's helped himself. You know, Deion Sims ran a 4.75, which is average, not terribly surprising. He's, you know, the tight end, and he's a big, you know, strong guy, good hands who can block. So I would say if anyone helped himself so far, it would be Le'Veon Bell. Johnny Adams will run tomorrow, the cornerback. So I would say, I guess, if anyone, you know, most of those guys are projected kind of in the middle rounds, maybe Le'Veon Bell will move up out of this.
All right. Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press, always good talking with you. Thanks for joining us on Current State.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.